Hello everyone and welcome to Tag Talks Next Up in Fashion, the podcast for fashion designers, emerging fashion brands and fashion industry news. I'm Nick Sutton-Smith, joined by Janae Green and Asia Devas-Sterling as always. How are we guys?
Great, thank you.
Doing good.
Yeah, this has been, obviously we're now 2021. The biggest event of the year is going to be the subject of today's episode. The inauguration happened, depending on when you're listening to this, a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, something like that. As we have an American with us that is fully living in America, do you want to start off by just talking about, let's maybe cover, first of all, the actual outfits of the day, maybe break down, because there were a few different outfits, right, for each person?
Yeah. Yep. There were a few different outfits and what felt like in America, you know, I heard it described as Inauguration Day felt like our new year. It was really exciting. It felt like a new beginning for all of us. And it was really interesting because it also felt like a new beginning for fashion. And specifically American fashion and emerging designers and Black designers, which that's really exciting. So obviously we have Kamala Harris, who is now our vice president and who is a Black South Asian woman. So naturally, I think that we're going to see a lot more designers of color being worn, a lot more designers of color eager to dress her. For the past 4 years, a lot of fashion actually stayed away from the White House. A lot of designers were hesitant to dress the former first lady and president because they did not want to be affiliated with the administration. So even when, you know, the Trumps would wear a designer, it would not necessarily be a big headline because it was not something that was through their PR teams. It wasn't really a PR moment for them. It was just something that they wore, like they weren't being dressed. So to my knowledge, I think it's really exciting that for the inauguration, so Kamala actually wore two Black designers for the inauguration. So Sergio Hudson is one of them, which is also, it's really exciting for me because an event I did actually around this time last year with Essence, Sergio Hudson was one of the designers that we spotlighted. So he's a Black designer and he designed one of the dresses that Kamala wore, which is really exciting. And she also wore Christopher John Rogers. So I'm not sure like how the inauguration fashion was received in London or, you know, over on you guys' side of the pond, but it was such a big deal for us. Very few emerging designers and designers of color get their outfits spotlighted in such a huge way, this early on especially.
Yeah, I'll say over here in the UK, just as exciting. I sat, I watched, I was so happy to kind of see what was going on. And I was also really excited to see what Kamala was going to wear. As you said, as a Black South Asian woman, I think there's a lot of pressure on her shoulders to kind of shine the light on these young emerging brands run by people of color. And I think that she really did well, and Paya Moss is kind of like the star child at the moment, and yeah. He's so amazing and he's so talented, and yeah, I think that not him, his brand Paya Moss, he is so talented, so I'm just really happy to see that how things are going to be going moving forward.
Definitely. And I think also, you know, the fact that Jill Biden wore an emerging designer. So it was a designer that I'm really excited to say I wasn't very familiar with before. And it was Alexandra O'Neill of Markarian. I hope I'm saying that right, Markarian.
I don't know. I never heard of it either.
Yeah, but I think that that's exciting. And it's funny because that was one of the things that we talked about in a past episode, was that we're excited to discover new designers and emerging designers and ones we hadn't heard of. So the first lady wearing a designer that is a bit unknown to most, to the inauguration is such a huge deal and kind of a preview of what we can expect. You know, I think that they're really going to be looking to bring some new fashion and new designers to the spotlight in the next four, hopefully 8 years.
Yeah, and I love that you said that word, discover. I think it's that sense of discovery that really gets people excited about what people in the White House are wearing. I mean, over in the UK, I'd say Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle are probably the equivalents. The press, the public are always keen to know who they're wearing, and then those products just go out of stock immediately.
Yeah.
And it's such an amazing thing for the British economy and the British fashion industry.
Yeah. And I think it is great to also have someone now that people look up to in the White House again, because I think that their fashion, because over here, you know, we constantly still see Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle, what they're wearing. It sells out instantly. I think that Kamala is going to be that again for the new administration. Michelle Obama, anything that she wore would turn to gold. And so I think that that's going to be really exciting to see their fashion picks. Like, this was only day one for them. So I think I personally am really excited for them to maybe not focus so much on these established brands. Obviously, they're going to be wearing them. You know, the brands that have been around forever, that have relationships with them. But I hope that they do continue to try to slot in small emerging designers and brands so that we can learn.
Yeah, and I think it's a really interesting situation as well, with Kamala Harris actually being the vice president and not the first lady. So it's a really different dynamic that we're going to see. And I'm really liking how the importance that's being shined on her, and the way that this is a job that she didn't get because she was married to someone, she earned it. So I think there's that extra layer that's added to it. Like, her Vogue cover, immediately I was like, I need to buy this. This is amazing. This woman has earned her job. She's done such amazing things, and she's also so cool, so stylish, and I want to dress like her.
Yeah, you'll have to forgive me on my ignorance about the fashion of, like, past presidents and stuff. But is going towards more younger, emerging designers, is that something that has historically happened? Or is this something that has kind of bucked the trend a bit?
In my opinion, it hasn't. Not to this extent. So I do know with Michelle Obama, you know, some of the brands that she wore, while they weren't necessarily emerging or undiscovered, they were newer or smaller at the time. And, you know, I think that the brands that she wore were very intentional. She tried to mix it up between, you know, she wasn't always dressed in black designers because that would be unrealistic. But she tried to make sure that she was conscious about what she was wearing, because I think that she knew that as a black woman, her fashion choices would be under a microscope. And I think that she wanted to make sure that she was kind of showing love to everyone. But to wear a brand that I think that most people hadn't heard of, I think that that's something new. And Asia, you can let me know if you agree. I don't think that any brand that the former first lady wore, I had never, ever heard of.
Yeah, completely agree. It was really surprising, especially because you don't really expect it. Jill Biden is older. She's not maybe as fashion forward, but I was completely shocked and nicely surprised that was the case.
And so as we kind of look forward, it's only been a few weeks of this term. There's obviously a lot longer. As you said, hopefully 8 years. But at least 4 years. How do you think that this quite radical change of politics is going to affect, in particular, those smaller brands and smaller designers?
For me, I would say what's really interesting is the fashion industry has always been very vocal about how they felt about the Trump administration. And it was just very, very interesting to see even the extended family, Joe Biden's daughters-in-law, what the kind of brands that they were wearing. They were really young, new, fresh brands. I think I saw someone in the Air Jordan Dior sneakers, which was very cool for inauguration to wear like a pair of sneakers.
That was Mina Harris. That was Kamala's niece's husband.
Yes, yes. I was like, wow. I thought that was amazing that he did that.
Love it.
I love them shoes and that collaboration so much. But I think that it's really interesting because now I think, like you said, Janae, that brands are really going to be able to get on board with this administration and want to be involved and want to be seen on these women and on these men. So I think that we're going to see really great things with between the administration and the White House now and the fashion industry.
I agree. And I think that the new administration has made a very clear message from the beginning that we are giving everyone a seat at the table. So I think now these emerging brands also kind of feel like there's a possibility. They see that it's like they're not coming out the gate dressed in Chanel and, you know, the top, you know, dress in Prada for the inauguration. On day one, they have said that we are looking to include everyone in the conversation. So if I was an emerging designer or, you know, a small designer, I would be like, oh, there's an opportunity for me here.
Do you think that it is... because America is so central to the world in general, and so much of what affects America affects the world. Can you see that happening here? Do you think that this is going to give smaller brands and smaller designers from countries and parts of the world that aren't America? Do you think it's going to give them permission almost to become more well-known and maybe be knocking on the doors of their politicians to try and get worn?
I think in the UK, maybe not. I don't think that the designers in the UK maybe want to be seen on Boris Johnson and kind of, yeah, our politics over here. It's not as shiny and exciting as it is in the US. But I do think there is that comparison with the royal family. Having said that, I think that people love to get their clothes on Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle. And I do think that in the US, I think they have a sense of allegiance to shine the light on young American designers, which I think is great. Just like in the UK, the royal family kind of lean more towards UK designers.
Also for American fashion, I think that this is a huge moment with the two leading men in the administration wearing Ralph Lauren. I think that that also, I think it was a sense of pride that for the past 4 years, a lot of Americans have not been proud. You know, there wasn't really, in my opinion, you know, there wasn't much to be proud of. So I think them wearing one of the top American designers kind of showed, you know, we have pride again in this country. And we want to spotlight that. We want to be wearing American fashion and small designers. So I think it was a very a new day for fashion. And I think that we're going to continue. I hope that the trend trickles over to other countries because I think it's a great moment for small designers and for emerging designers. I think that they're finally going to be, you know, we're kind of tired of what we've been seeing and we want something new. And I think that we're finally going to get it.
Yeah. Do you think that this will reflect in sales for the designers? Do you think that they're going to get, obviously they've had an increase in brand awareness and it's a great marketing platform for them. Do you reckon that's actually going to convert into increased sales in the coming months?
I think it will.
I agree. I totally think it will. I think that people love a fashion icon. They love someone to idolize and they love someone that they can copy or imitate their style. And to learn about these new designers, they're going to be like, I need to dress like Kamala. I need to dress like Jill. They're two very classy women. And I think that there are going to be a lot of women that actually want to wear the same labels as them and be affiliated with these brands. So I definitely think that these brands are going to be seeing a spike in sales.
Yeah. And I just want to say, I just hope this kind of thing continues. I mean, I know that it was, correct me if I'm wrong, Janae, but it was probably minorities and people of color and immigrants who have like American citizenships now who kind of drove the Democrats to win. And I think that, especially in nominating Kamala as the vice president, and I think now that they want that accountability and that responsibility to be shown, that they are actually going to do good for those communities. And I think by continuing to support these small brands run by people of color and immigrants, then that's really going to help them out in the public eye.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think it's finally, like, we're giving credit where credit is due now.
100%.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We've been the House of Tag, bringing you all things about fashion. If you found this episode valuable, we've actually now set up a Patreon for anyone who's able to support us. You can give as much or as little as you want. It just helps us provide content that is valuable to you and the fashion community. You can find that at www.patreon.com/thotag. That's T-H-O tag. We're doing this podcast just to provide as much value to you, to the fashion entrepreneurs, and to the fashion community at large, as doing it as much as possible. So any way you can support us will go a long way in improving what we're doing and giving as much to you as possible. If you like the episode, please share it around, and we'll see you next time.